This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, us, walls of few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, if you want to check us out live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies to the mainstream media. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You will see YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. You can also go over to the front page of beforeitsnews.com at any time and join us on live chat. Just click onto YouTube, go to the right side of the page, and again, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. We have several friends over there. And if you want to, out of the 126 cities that are listening to us even now, you'd like to call in, please make sure you keep your eyes on the road. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, up and coming, friends, we have a guest joining us, founder and director from Front Sight, Four Weapons Combat Master Dr. Ignatius Piazzi. Folks, I've been practicing that name all day just for the record. Ignatius Piazzi. But we're going to have him join us in just a couple of minutes here. Before I do that, I'd like to tee it up because what we're talking about right now is to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Now, I know people say, well, Bradley, we hear about this kind of stuff all the time. Well, that's great. We're not here to magnify the problem, friends. We're here to magnify the answer. We want to bring about resolve. We want to bring knowledge. We want to equip the American people with the answers as to bring out the resolve that they claim that they desire, that they want, right? Justice guards our liberty. Well, guess who's going to have to bring that justice? Because we see those in government, in American government today, are just not going to do that. So, with that said, let's go over to an article that I've written some time ago, August 13th of 2014, called Gun Control Dictator Style. And I want you to listen to this because it's applicable to today. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. We seeing this today on the horizon, America? You better know that you are. You got Bill 5717, H.R. 5717, that wants to bring more dictatorial mandates to people that own guns or want to own guns. Okay, this is happening today. When you go to mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942, he said, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races, right, anybody that would stand up against the political ideologies of that of Adolf Hitler and his monstrous regime. He said the subject races to possess arms. He said, history shows us that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. In other words, keep the subjects disarmed so we can enslave and dictate their lives. He goes on, indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdog is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty, any government. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories as a system of military strong points, and it must be evolved to cover the entire occupied areas. Friends, I want you to understand something. When you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, how was it that the children of Israel were conquered? What caused them to become enslaved? What was it, friends, that they could no longer do because they have now become a disarmed people? Well, 1 Samuel 13:22 tells us this, friends. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. This was soon to turn because God was ready to bless. Okay? But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, was there found. Well, what does Jesus say about it? Well, when you again go to Luke 11:21, it says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Common sense comes into play. He said in verse 22, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all of his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. Again, common sense comes into play. Now, I want you to think about this, friends. Joseph Stalin, the leader of the Soviet Union, from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, he said, we shall disarm it ourselves. And it's exactly what he did, friends. Don't think it won't or could not happen here in America. That's why we are an armed people. To prevent, friends, these things to reoccur in our time as to those things that took place in past history. And not too far back, mind you. German established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and exterminated. Okay? That's craziness, right? Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. Therefore, what did he do? China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, those that didn't agree with Mao Zedong's dictatorship, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Hey, America, remember, you're the great obstacle to the global order. Gun sales are just skyrocketing right now. Why is that? Because people are awake to what's really going on, which doesn't line up with what we're, again, seeing through the support that the mainstream media gives to this current administration, just for the record. Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I don't let any superpower control me. Of course, this is exactly what Satan did. He wants to make himself greater than God. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Didn't work out well for him, just like it didn't work out well for this dictator. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Is this craziness? Yes, it is. Dr. Ignatius Piazzi up with me next. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states. Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As promised, I'm going to pull up my guest, Dr. Ignatius Piazzi. You know, I got to say this to you, my friend. I have been working on your name all day, and I hope that I'm properly saying it and pronouncing it. So hopefully I am. Am I not?
Well, you're close. It's Ignatius Piazza.
Oh, okay.
do you
mind if I just call you doctor today, my friend?
That's fine. No problem.
Well, I was doing a little homework on your biography here, and I'll tell you what, I got a whole page of it. So do you want to just do us a favor? I know that you're the founder and director of Front Sight Resorts, Four Weapons Combat Master, and you're also a doctor, and we appreciate you joining us today. But can you go ahead and give us a little introduction as to who you are and what it is that you do, my friend?
Well, yes, approximately 25 years ago, I was just your average gun owner. You know, I owned guns, I went to the range, and I trained with the guns, or at least thought I was training, and I thought I knew what to do with a firearm. And then one day in my quiet, upscale neighborhood, there was a random drive-by shooting, and three houses were hit by gunfire. My wife and I were in the home at the time, and we hit the deck, and During that situation, I realized that although I had owned guns and I had shot guns and I had a gun safe full of guns on the upper floor, I really had never received any formal training on how to use them when they're needed most to defend your life. In that situation, it's like, okay, if I can get up to the safe and I can get the guns, and then what? Then what am I going to do? What if there's a home invasion? It was a real awakening for me. So I sought out some training, and I looked for the best training that was available at the time. I realized this was 25, 27 years ago, something like that. And I went around and I attended courses at all of the major institutes at the time. And I found that, I loved it. I was there training with SWAT officers and military personnel and professional people just like myself. And the more training I received and the more schools that I went to, I realized that there was a lot of things that were being done right in the industry at that time, but there were a lot of things that could be done better, meaning most of these schools were run by retired military and law enforcement who were used to training a captive audience, so to speak. So there was a lot of boot camp mentality, and there were a lot of things that weren't necessarily right to be able to bring your wife back and take a course or bring your kids with you. So when I finally received all of the different certifications, the highest levels of certifications these schools had to offer, I decided to open up my own facility and provide an IBM quality experience. Now remember, back then IBM was the icon of professionalism in the industry, in any industry. So we structured FrontSight in a manner that anybody, whether you've been shooting for 20 years or you didn't even own a gun, could come to FrontSight and receive a level of training that far exceeds military and law enforcement standards, but done in a very calm, comforting environment with no boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And it's great for the entire family. And we started on some lease facilities in Bakersfield, California, back in 1996 with 10 students in a two-day defensive handgun course, and most of them there were there free just so they could experience it and tell their friends about it. And by the end of the year, we trained over 700 people, and it was growing like a weed. So I found 550 acres near Las Vegas, Nevada, and we started developing that property, and we ran a free one-day submachine gun course where people could come and actually experience a full day of real training with bucket loads of free ammunition, and that resulted in over 20,000 people attending our courses over a two-year period of time, and that launched us. And, you know, nearly 25 years later, we've trained nearly a million people, have over 250,000 members, and are growing like a weed.
Wow. I mean, what do you say to something like that, friends? I also know that the doctor here, again, founder and director from FrontSight and Four Weapons Combat Masters, offering a free four-day defensive handgun course to all of our listeners. Is there a number for that we can go ahead and cast out there right now, doctor, just for the listeners across the country?
Yeah, have them go to frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com/Sons of Liberty. And that web page will allow them to sign up for a free four-day defensive handgun course with no strings attached. They can attend it at any time in the future. They can even transfer it to somebody if they're not able to attend. And nice. The question that always comes up is, how in the world can we give away a $2,000 course, a legitimate four-day course, a world-class course, for free? And it's the same reason why we could give away, you know, to 20,000 people a free one-day submachine gun course where they got to use a real Uzi submachine gun for the entire day and had a bucket full of ammunition to use. It's because once people come to FrontSight and experience the training, they can't get enough of it. You know, on the first day, the thing that everybody says is, my gosh, I had no idea how much I did not know about using a weapon to defend my life. Mm-hmm. And by the second day, they're saying, I can't believe how much I'm learning. And by the third day, they say, boy, I'm having such a great time. I want to come back and take everything they have. And by the fourth day, they've created the list of people in their mind that they're going to bring back, their wife, their kids, their best friends, you know, people in their community, their doctors or their attorneys. Awesome. And this is the reason why we've grown at such a rapid rate and have trained so many people, along with having unbelievable facilities, 50 ranges. We can train up to 2,000 people a day, and the greatest instructional staff the industry has ever seen.
Folks, please do understand that this is new information to me as well, and I'm seriously sitting here with a wow on my lips right now. I gotta say and ask the question, doctor, is as far as new clients, the rate of influx coming to your door right now, considering namely new gun owners, considering the recent protests and riots, has just got to be skyrocketing right now.
Yes, what we're finding actually is that our members who have been telling their family and friends for years, you got to come out and take a course at FrontSight, they're the ones that are getting inundated with the calls. Their people are calling them up and saying, hey, you still remember that place you were telling me about?
Yep.
Yeah, when are you going again? I'm going to be going in the fall. Can I go with you? Do you have any memberships that I can purchase from you? You know, they're, I'm getting emails every day that people who've been trying to get family and friends to come with them because they wanted them to have the training before anything like this has happened, are now contacting them. And, of course, you know, our concierge staff is fielding calls with the same thing. We're getting people that have never owned guns before that have gone down, and if they were able to buy a gun. See, that's the interesting thing here. So many people that want guns and ammunition now, at least here in California where I live, they walk in thinking they can just buy a gun and get ammunition, and they're told, oh, no, you know, you have to have this document, and, oh, you have to have this test before you can get it. Oh, we can't give it to you now. You have to wait 10 days. Oh, have you purchased a gun or ammunition before? No, well, you're not in the system, so you're going to have to go through this route. And when I see those people, and as they walk out with a disgusted look on their face, you know, I pull them aside and say, hey, the reason this has happened is because people did not vote against it. And now this is what we're stuck with. So those people that can get guns are contacting us, and they're taking advantage of the training because they realize, hey, I've got this thing and I really don't know what to do with it.
How open is the schedule right now? I'm out of curiosity for me and my family, in all truthfulness. I'm just curious to know, is this something that you would have to book? Are you open, 365 days a year? We can just show up, walk through the door, and take the course? Or do we actually have to sign up for this?
Yeah, you have to sign up at least 2 weeks in advance. And, we were open, 363 days out of the year. But due to the COVID restrictions that the governor of New York imposed, it made it very, very difficult for us to provide the training because of the social distancing requirements, because you need to be up close and next to a student when you're training them, as well as the masks, the mask and safety glasses, the fogging of the glasses. We just decided let's kind of wait this thing out, and we normally don't do a lot of training in the summer anyway because of the heat of Las Vegas area. So we decided to just start operations on September 1 in our normal configuration of how we run our classes and all the procedures and policies that we do. So starting September 1, people can come out and take a class, but you do need to enroll with 2 weeks advance notice so that we can have the appropriate number of staff. And understand that we have 50 ranges, and we can train up to 2,000 people per day.
Wow.
And in the spring and fall, quite often in the spring and fall, we're training over 1,000 people a day.
That's incredible. Honestly, it is. I'm kind of wow-stricken here right now, Doctor, and just saying, okay, I didn't expect this, but here we are. Folks, they're also offering a free 4-day defensive handgun course to all of our listeners. So go to Frontline, frontsite.com. We're going to come right back with the doctor in just a couple minutes right after this break, and we're going to talk a little bit more, and then we're going to make this offer to you once again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty. LibertyMedia.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Senate will begin debate next week on a fifth coronavirus relief bill. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell telling Kentucky radio station WRVK,
"Well, but we'll do one more package, and it I said back in March after the last one, they'll probably do one more in July, and it is July. The Senate is not in session this week, but next week we'll be beginning a new bill.
Former Vice President Joe Biden lays out his clean energy plan. The former vice president also takes a shot at President Trump regarding climate change.
When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs, good paying, union jobs that have put Americans to work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The pandemic pushed back the deadline to file and pay 2019 federal income taxes to July 15th. According to the IRS, around 142 million taxpayers have already filed their returns, but the IRS has not processed them all. Paul Schwartz is an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he says you should not be aiming for that big refund instead.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund.
Primary elections continuing in two states. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Primary elections are happening today in Alabama and Texas. In Alabama, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running against the former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a Republican Senate primary.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're talking with the FrontSite founder and director. I'm going to try this again, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Did I do it better that time than I did the first time, Doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fine.
I'm working on it, brother. I am working on it, no question about it. Okay, so what I want to know is, you know, again, this is a lot of the conversation that we're having right now, friends, it was unbeknownst to me. I did not exactly know what was being offered here, especially to you, the listeners. And I'm quite frankly blown away, and I'm more curious right now than I'm anything, because my kids are all about, shooting guns, shooting ARs, shooting AKs, whatever the case might be, handguns, 9s, 45s, so on and so forth. And I'm seriously going to look into what the options are for us. We're in Minnesota, and Doctor, I'd also say that some of the people online right now are saying, well, I'm from California or I'm from Idaho. Is there an online course, or is this obviously just you have to be hands-on concerning this whole course that you're offering?
Well, in order to gain the level of skill and expertise with handguns, shotguns, and rifles, you really need to come to Front Sight so that you can get that hands-on training and the experience and go through the live fire tactical training simulators and follow, you know, the entire experience that we provide at Front Sight. And that's why, you know, we offer 2-day and 4-day courses. Now, I will tell your listeners, if you sign up for that free 4-day defensive handgun course, you'll get another opportunity to get an online course that will prepare you for the 4-day course, and then it will show you the different techniques that we're going to be teaching you so that you can get a little head start on everything so that when you come to Front Sight, you already understand the range commands and the jargon that we're going to be using and explaining everything and actually see all of the different techniques that you're going to be taught. So it certainly prepares you for that. But there's no And I can say this from my own personal experience, having been a gun owner, having thought I knew what I was doing, having taken some basic types of courses and being taught by your friends and your family, I had no idea how much I did not know until I took that first hands-on intensive course. And that's when the learning really begins. And that's when you understand what is needed to use a weapon to defend your life in a lethal encounter. And that's why the four-day course was developed, and that's why it's our flagship course. And in these uncertain times that we're all going through, it's the reason why we're offering it as a free opportunity for patriotic American citizens to come out and get the training that they need.
Amen. We just talked a little bit about the protests and the riots. I guess the next question that would be asked would be how the protests have changed the gun conversation when people see that their businesses or their neighborhoods being destroyed and no one to help them but themselves or neighbors, because we know that it may just be a matter of seconds for someone have to respond, because the police are how many minutes away from a certain situation. So I guess the question I'm asking is, how has the gun conversation then turned now that it's hitting home, Doctor?
Well, I think it's confirmation for people like me and you and probably the majority of your listeners on a station like this. We already knew this. You know, the old slogan, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. Well, now we know when seconds count, the police aren't even coming.
Nope.
So that's we knew this. Where it's changing the gun conversation is with people who have classically and historically voted for gun control. They're now really having a gut check about their philosophy on firearms, because they always thought, oh, we don't need them. You don't need those guns. We have the police. We have the army. Really? We're seeing it on social media. We're seeing it in the news. The police either can't be there because they've been now defunded. They won't go there because they're ordered not to go by the mayor or by a liberal politician. Or they're simply overwhelmed. They're defending their own police precinct. They're not going to come to your home when they've got a crowd of people that are throwing bottles at the police precinct, burning patrol cars. So it's even worse now because the police have been so disrespected by the liberal politicians that they're now retiring in massive numbers. They're not, it used to be my dad was a cop, my grandpa was a cop, and I'm going to be a cop. You know, it used to be that attitude in law enforcement. That's not the case anymore. The case is, son, daughter, don't even think about becoming a police officer. And that's what they're being told. So it's really a tragedy, and it's all been created by the left, that it's absolutely ridiculous. But for those who own guns, this is confirmation of what we've said all along. And for those who are now seeing the truth, it's time for them to buy guns, and it's time for them to get training. So frontsite.com/Sons of Liberty will get you that 4-day course, and you'll leave our facility a different person. I guarantee it. You will have the skills to do what you need to do with a firearm.
You know, the sad fact of the matter is people, for some reason or another, wait for them to become the victim. We have a saying in the ministry here, prevention is better than cure. And the fact that most people become a gun owner after that they're the victim of a crime, to me, doesn't make any sense at all. And I think that's what people are beginning to wake up to even today. And I wanted to take it a step further concerning what you were just talking about there, Doctor, concerning what's going on in this country. Not only are the police being disrespected, not only are the politicians acting out of their scope of authority in an un-American way, but it's also interesting to note that we're seeing the governors and the mayors telling the police to stand down while the crimes are being committed against innocent people. But it's interesting also to note that the crimes aren't so easily committed against someone that actually owns a firearm and lawfully bears a firearm, concerning they have the right to defend themselves, concerning those that mean to assail them on so many different fronts.
Absolutely. These masses of protesters, they don't seem to mess with people that are armed and trained.
Yeah, we just seen that in Missouri. Absolutely. I got one listener right now asking the question, is there an age limit concerning the course that you're offering?
you can bring out your teenagers. I believe it's 13 years and above, but they need to be in the same class with you. Once you've attended a class with us, then you're the best judge of whether or not your child is ready for a course. And we've had kids as young as 10 years old come out with a parent and attend the course, but the parent had already attended the course and had already imparted some of the knowledge of the course to the 10-year-old before they came out.
Okay, good enough. I got another question for you. How gun ownership and the Second Amendment aren't a political issue, and how what we have been led to believe that there's a left in this country, you know, the left against the right, that paradigm that's being played out to divide and conquer. But let's go to the left. And the left-leaning people are neither or are either seeing all of the gun restrictions when they try to purchase a gun or opening their eyes to the debate now that they want a gun. Is this something that we're seeing across the boards as well, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I visit gun shops in my area on a regular basis just to kind of get a pulse of what's going on. And I would say that most of the people that are standing in line for hours, and I'm not kidding you, standing in line for hours to buy a gun or to buy a box of ammunition are not your diehard conservatives. They already have guns and ammunition. They don't need to go there. So, it's definitely bringing more people into the fold of gun ownership, and hopefully an understanding that this, as you say, it's not a left and a right philosophical debate. Every American has the right to have a firearm to defend themselves, and there shouldn't be any restrictions, in my opinion, that prevent them from exercising that right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just curious, again, another side note here. How many people have you ran through your school, your course thus far since you have been legitimately operating in Las Vegas there?
Nearly a million people. We're approaching a million responsible citizens that have come to us and after leaving us go back into their communities walking, talking, representatives of safe, responsible, and expert gun ownership.
That's incredible. Folks, again, if you want to go to frontsite.com/Sons of Liberty Media, go ahead and go there. What they're doing right now, my friends, is offering a free-day defensive handgun course, and it's offered to all of our listeners. I want people to understand as well, I'm not getting anything out of this conversation. We're not in this to extract monies. We want to equip the people, as does the doctor, as does Frontline, friends, or I'm sorry, Frontsite, and getting you equipped for the days up and coming, because obviously America, gun sales are skyrocketing through the roof right now for a reason. People are awake. Well, let's get equipped in the process of doing just that. Finally, this would be my last question. What is, obviously, I know what the objective is here. I understand that you want to equip. How does this stand up against the political opposition that means to disarm when people do go through your course? Obviously, they're educated as well as trained in the process.
Well, it's interesting. You know, there are some people that believe that Americans should not have firearms, and that idea is getting dispelled because they used to think the police and the military will protect you, and they're seeing that that's not the case. So regardless of what side of the gun debate someone falls on, everybody agrees that if someone is going to have a firearm, they should be responsibly trained. So that's where we fit into this picture, and that's why we can appease the left, because we simply say, look, we're training the people that have firearms, and of course the people on the right love us because the greater the population is trained and the higher the level of training the population has, the stronger individual families are, communities, cities, and countries.
Absolutely. Well, again, I just want to tell you first and foremost, thank you very much, my new friend, Dr. Ignatius Piazza.
Piazza. You're close. You're almost there.
Come on, say it one more time for me, please.
All right. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, go to frontsite.com/Sons of Liberty to get your free course.
I totally appreciate you, my friend. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just want people to understand, in all sincerity, how this all started out. I was contacted to do a voiceover for Frontsight. And it went into, by the way, we don't, this ministry, this radio show, we do not run and operate off of sponsors. I just want to be clear as to what's going on here. So it started out with Bradley Dean, would you do a voiceover for us? Okay, we don't barter. We don't do any of that stuff. And so we were then asked, would we like to have Dr. Ignatius Piazza, Frontsight's founder and director, online? And then once I took a peek at what he was doing, you know what? I hear this all the time from my listeners. Bradley, we need the answers. We need the answers. We need the answers. I thought, well, there's no better way than to give you the answers when this doctor, Ignatius Piazza, Frontsight's founder, is offering you a free four-day course. I'm not making money or gain from you signing up. I just want to be clear about this because I know that there's foolish people out there to believe that's what we're doing. No, this wasn't a sales pitch. This was giving you the answers that you claim that you want, and I believe that you do. Now, friends, if you want to go to frontsight.com/Sons of Liberty Media, get your free four-day course. Okay? It doesn't get any better than that. There's no secrets here. There's no agenda. There's no, you know, small print on the bottom of the contract concerning our conversation. None of that. This is for you people. I know that is bizarre, but you know what? This ministry has never been and it never will be a begging ministry. It is a equipping ministry. And for those that claim that they want the answers, I don't know how else to give it to you other than the way that we just did it. And I want to say this. I can't take the course for you. You're going to have to take it up and do it yourself, okay? And what a better place to go than the Las Vegas, right? We're talking about bearing arms. We're talking about the Second Amendment, friends. We're talking about empowering and training up people. Even with a 4-free-day pass to take his course. Again, go to frontsite.com/Sons of Liberty Media. Tell them you just listened to the show. And in the process of doing that, take him up on his offer, friends. Take him up on his offer. I wanted to kick off the end of the show with something that I was looking for during yesterday's show. And one of the things that we talk about in the ministry is, yes, we spend 90% exposing the crime, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. And we use the law of God, which exposes the crimes, and those that are committing the crimes, they would be called transgressors, 1 John 3:4. But you know what? Yes, I want to say it this way. We know the disease, but do we know the cure? We know the disease, but do we know the cure? Jesus said that he didn't come in the world to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, I have to show you God's moral law, Exodus 20, to drive you to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, where it can do no more. Now it's between you and him, Acts 20, verse 21, by the power of the Holy Ghost, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Okay? I want you to listen to this because this is from a book written by the famous Chicago preacher D.L. Moody back in the 1800s called Sowing and Reaping. If you have not read this book, it will change your life. It's a short book. It's only, I think it's like, yep, it's about 70 pages long, maybe a little bit more. 73 pages long, and it will be one of the best books you've ever written. It's pure scripture, but it's given in allegory, okay? It's given in parables. He makes it really simple to understand by giving testimonies. And by the way, that's what Christians are called to be. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, and this is what this book is all about. Now, this is what he said, referring to another matter. Christ said, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And so the fullness and perfection of his own system could not fail to embrace many principles that had already appeared in heathen morality. Okay? But in the hands of our Savior, they become broader and brighter and fuller power and meaning. He said, will these non-Christian religion bear the test? Stoicism was perhaps the noblest of the Greek philosophies, but it rapidly developed into utter cynicism. And culminated into an asserted impossibility of attaining to virtue, because only the Holy Ghost can do that. Epicureanism started out fairly well, but its founder was not dead before it earned for itself the opprobrious epithet that it was a doctrine worthy only of swine. Then he said, look at Buddhism with its filthy ceremonies and its cruel tortures. All these systems exhibit conflict between theory and practice. They failed in their object because they approached the difficulty on the wrong side. This is outstanding. He said, they trimmed away at the branch, not recognizing the tree was rotten at heart. Folks, only the Holy Ghost can go to the heart. God speaks to the heart, not the head. Christianity alone will stand the test of raising men out of the pit. No other religion does that, friends. And how does it propose to do it? Not by the minimizing the danger and need. It says, the whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. It demands as the first necessity a new birth, John 3:3, and a regeneration by the Holy Spirit. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit in me. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. That was David's prayer, but go back to Titus 3 as well. It demands as the first necessity a new birth, regeneration by the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. It does not place sanctification before justification. In other words, you don't clean the fish before it's caught, right? It does not place sanctification before justification, but having first imparted life from above, it throws around the redeemed sinner, the love of Christ, and the fellowship and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. This is where it gets good. A converted Chinaman once said, "I was down in a deep pit, half sunk in the mire, crying for someone to help me out. As I looked up, I saw a venerable, gray-haired man looking down at me. 'My son,' he said, 'this is a dreadful place.' 'Yes,' I answered, 'I fell into it. Can't you help me out?' 'My son,' was his reply, 'I am Confucius. If you had read my books and followed what they have taught, you would never have been here in the first place.' 'Yes, Father,' I said, 'but can't you help me out?' As I looked, he was gone. Soon I saw another form approaching and another man bent over me, this time with the closed eyes and folded arms. He seemed to be looking to some far-off place. 'My son,' Buddha said, 'just close your eyes and fold your arms and forget all about yourself. Get into a state of rest. Don't think about anything that can disturb. Get so still that nothing can move you. Then, my child, you will be in such a delicious rest as I am.' 'Yes, Father,' I answered. 'I will when I'm above the ground. Can't you help me out?' But Buddha, too, was gone. I was just beginning to sink into despair when I saw another figure above me, different from the others. There were marks of suffering on his face. I cried out to him, 'Oh, Father, can you help me?' 'My child,' he said, 'what is the matter?' Before I could answer him, he was down in the mire by my side. He folded his arms about me and lifted me up. Then he fed me and rested me. And when I was well, he did not say, 'Now, don't do that again,' but he said, 'We will walk together now, and we have been walking together until this day.'" You see, this was a poor Chinaman's way of telling of the compassionate love and the help of Jesus Christ himself. Folks, nobody does what Christ can do. Let me say that again. Nobody can do what Christ can do. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost to do for us what it is that we cannot do for ourselves. One function of the Holy Spirit as well, friends, is to drive us, to convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment to the foot of the cross, where He who can help you is there, who bids you to take up the cross and die to self, and to follow Him and only Him. That is the way, the truth, and the life. That is what Jesus describes when he says, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way." That is what the apostles were led to write in the book of Acts when they said, "Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven." Friends, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And when we follow the Christ, understand, yes, he does lift us up out from the mire to do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. He who gives us life abundantly, friends, but also keep in mind what comes with it. That cross has meaning, and it's the power of God unto salvation, and it's what we hold to that we might know the Redeemer. I love it, friends. Yesterday I was reading in the book of Daniel. I'm in Daniel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I'm going to finish it today. But just look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and what they did for the fourth man to show up in the fire and to convert the nation over to that of Christianity in Jesus Christ. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.